There's so many infallible proofs that Jesus is the place, He's the gate, He's the name, and the only provided way that God has for man to meet and worship. He is the way, the truth, the light, the gate, the door, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the ending, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the morning star, the Alpha, Omega, He's all the whole thing put together. He's both Ruth and offspring of David, the bright morning star. In Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, where we in there are sons and daughters to God in God's Godhead. Yes, as sons and daughters, we're in the family, if you're in there. Now, how do we get into this great place to worship? That's the next question. How do we get into this place? If Jesus is the place, He's the name of God, He's the place of God's worship, and He's the only door to the sheepfold, and we want to find out how we get into Him then. Now, if you're into the door, of course you come in like the families. We was talking the other day about at the breakfast about the little sheep, that God would not close the door until He found that last little sheep and brought him in. If you come in, then you become a family. You're a family of God when you come into God, but you can't be a family of God and be Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, and Pentecostal. You can't do it. You have to come into Jesus Christ. Well, you say, we did it. Well, see if you did it. Let's find out what the Bible says now. We find in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the Bible said, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. We're baptized into the body of Christ by one Holy Spirit. We're not shook in, we're not joined in, we're not baptized with water in. We are baptized with the Holy Ghost into the body of Jesus Christ. How long does it last when you get in there? Until you misbehave yourself? Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption.
Hallelujah.
Argue with Him, not me. That's what it says. I'm reading it. All right, you're sealed until the day of your redemption, until the day that Jesus comes for you. Then, think of it, you are then not yourself, you are a new creature. Or the Greek there means a new creation. You've been recreated again. The power of God comes upon you and you become created a new creature, which brings a whole physical being, spiritual being, and everything in subject to the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
No other way. How can you say that you're a Christian and disobey His Word in one thing? Whosoever disobeyed the law in one part of it was guilty of all of it. Whosoever, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not just part of the words, every word. That He said in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, whosoever shall take one word out of this book or add one word to it, his part will be taken out of the book of life. We are not to take away from the Bible or add to it, just say what it says. And in 1 Corinthians 12, it said, by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Now, after you're in this body, Romans 8:1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There's a place where there's no condemnation. Whether you go to a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian church, wherever it is, if you are in Christ, you are a new creature, and there's no condemnation in you, nowhere at all. That's God's meeting place. That's where God meets the worshiper. There's where you are counted a new creature. For they're dead to the things of the world. They're alive in Him. The living presence of God is with them day by day.